It is time for the Caregiver Corner on AM 1300 KGLO. And with us on our KGLO live line is Lark Trigstead. Hey, Lark.
Good morning.
How are you? I'm doing great. What's going with you these nice warm days this week?
Oh, it is wonderful. It's like a chance just to get a little reprieve here from the cold and go back to a little summer weather.
Oh, it is. It is so nice. Nice weather.
Yeah.
People seem to be happier, too, when the weather is nice.
That's right. When the sun's out, no wind.
Keep that no wind thought. Okay, that's always good.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Hey, I noticed your topic today was be prepared.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So yep. it's the Girl Scout motto: be prepared. Good advice for a family caregiver.
Yep. And you know, in 1947, the Girl Scout handbook, the motto was explained this way: a Girl Scout is ready to help whenever she's needed. Willingness to serve is not enough. You must be must know how to do the job well, even in an emergency, and the same holds true today.
You likely became a family caregiver by need, probably not by choice, I'm guessing, for some of the folks. Now that you're one, you really want to know how to handle that role. You're willing to help, but you know you have a lot to learn. Plus, being a family caregiver takes some stamina, it takes some patience, it takes some insight, some compassion, some knowledge, and boy, does it take time too, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, so one of the most unexpected situations to become a caregiver is a CVA, that is a cardiovascular attack, which is a stroke. And stroke onset is very sudden, and new caregivers are not always prepared for this new role, and the caregiver may be overwhelmed and feel like the person who needs, they feel like the person that needs to be rescued.
Mm-hmm. SageLink has a new resource under the everyday how-to call rescue. Resources and education for stroke caregivers and understanding and empowerment, or rescue for short, is a lifeline to help caregivers keep their head above water, and that's available at SageLink.
Yeah, this website I found, it's actually designed for veterans and their caregivers, but it's excellent, and that's why we decided to get it on SageLink. The Rescue website provides stroke caregivers with information and resources to help them better care for their loved ones, and this website also gives caregivers information on how to take care of themselves, and, you know, we talk a lot about that. But there are 45 easy-to-read, quote-unquote, fact sheets about stroke and stroke caregiving on this website, and they can be downloaded and printed, and the 45 fact sheets are also available in Spanish.
Oh, that's good.
Really, yeah, versatile.
And many people don't know what a stroke is or why it happened. In a general stroke information section, you will learn about the causes of stroke and how to prevent another stroke in the future.
Yes, that's essential information. And dealing with the physical needs brought on by a stroke is really hard. And the caring for someone with a stroke section informs you about changes in how the body functions and problems with speech.
And you may wonder how much help to give your loved one. I think that would be a pretty good thing to be wondering about. Yeah. And in this section, helping your loved one become more independent, you will learn ways to increase your loved one's independence while still being there lending a hand.
So, and again, these materials were created for the project, web-based informational materials for caregivers of veterans post-stroke, but it really is good information for the general community.
The Veterans Affairs Department Center of Innovation on Disability and Rehab Research, CINDR, is the source of the information.
Yes.
The main focus is for veterans community reintegration and also caregiving.
Yeah. And so that's what, you know, made me think of the Girl Scout motto was always be prepared. And I went to Grant School, and I've talked about it before, but not long ago, Dr. Debbie Turner was on the front page of the paper, and her mother was instrumental in the Brownies and Girl Scouts at Grant School, and it was a really integral part of my life in preparation for what, you know, we all face as an adult, and I really can relate to that for caregiving and what we learned in the Girl Scouts. So hats off to the Girl Scouts.
Yes, indeed, and I think I've mentioned this before, but at one point in time, I was a board member with the Girl Scouts.
Yeah.
I was a Girl Scout. And well, that's what we used to say. Yeah, that's right. And by the way, don't forget the cookies either.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the cookies.
No, I want Thin Mints.
What's your favorite kind? Oh, are you Thin Mints? Is that your favorite kind?
Sure.
I like those Savannahs.
Well, there you go. Although, I can't think of a Girl Scout cookie I don't like. So there you go. Lark, how do they find this information on SageLink?
Oh, yeah. You just go to NorthIowaSageLink.com. And again, the rescue website information is on the, I think we put it on, let me look here, Everyday How-To's. And just tab down through the page. And then, you know, what's really interesting about websites are you go to look up one specific thing, and then you scroll over all of these other things and think, oh, I didn't know that was there. So, you know, just by going on the website and investigating, it helps you discover things you may not know are there.
Spend a little time.
That's right.
All righty. Hey, Lark, good to talk to you today.
Yeah. See you next week then.
And we'll see you on the radio. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lark. It's Lark Trickstead with us this morning, and that is our Caregiver Corner.